Tammuz, the first month of Tammuz of the Rebbe's Nesias. The Rebbe there brought the story of the Meraglim. When the Meraglim came back after their trip of investigating the land, and they're coming back to give a report, the Meraglim say, it says, right, they came to where Moshe and the Yidden were stationed, camped out in the Midbar, and they say, we fulfilled your mission, we came to the land that you sent us, the Gam Zavas Chol of Advashi, and it's taka true, this is a land that's flowing with milk and honey, the Zeh Pirya, and look, these are the Pedas, and of course we know, Pasuk says that it was tremendous, beautiful fruit, that you needed more than one person to carry one fruit. When you made a fruit order, you needed, couldn't just get it delivered, you needed a whole army to bring home your fruit order. And then they continued, Efes ki azah ol mayeshi ba'aretz. And then they started describing what type of people are living in this land. And they're very strong nations, very strong people that live there. V'ha'orim b'tzuris b'leilis ma'ed, very strong fortified cities. We saw the giants, and then they described exactly where the nations were stationed. The Amalek is in Beretz Hanegev, and the Chiti, Vaivusi, Vaimedi is Bahar, in the mountain, Vaknaimi, Yeshiv Alayam, on the ocean, Val Yadayardin, and so on. So they described what they found. Obviously, this was their job. They were supposed to look in the land and investigate, see what's doing over there. And they're coming back and giving a report. Immediately, the Pasuk continues, Vayahas Kalev Asa'am El Mesha. Kalev immediately quieted them down. He says, be quiet. Vayeben, and he said, Oli Naila V'yirashnu Eisa, we could overcome this land and we could inherit it. Ki yachil nuchala. And the Pasuk continues that the people, the other Meraglim, said, no, Lei nuchala, they said, La'om, we cannot go and overtake this land. Ki chazak hu mimenu. And actually, Rashi says, chazak hu mimenu, stronger than who? Kavi yachil klapi maila amru. In other words, they were saying, kavi yachil, that the Eibishter himself is not strong enough to overpower the nations in this land. So the Rebbe asks a very simple question. The Rebbe says, seemingly, Vayahas Kalev Esa'am does not fit in over here. At the point where Kalev quiets down the people, quiets down the Meraglim, at that point they didn't do anything wrong yet. At that point they were just fulfilling the Shlichas of Moshe. If we look back a few psukim to the beginning of the Parsha, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? What is your job? What is your Shlichas? He tells them, Aluzer Vanegev Alisim Esa'am, see what type of nations are living there. Are they strong? Are they weak? Are they many or are they few? What type of land is? Is it a tevi imra? And so on. And they are coming back and giving their honest opinion, their honest assessment of what they saw. Obviously, they're not going to say something they didn't see. They're saying what they saw. At that point, they didn't do anything wrong. Once they come to a conclusion, and they say, that they weren't supposed to do. That wasn't their shlichas. Their shlichas was, what did you see? Moshe Rabbeinu said, please go there, tell me what you saw. To come to a conclusion, that they weren't allowed to do. That was for Moshe to come to the conclusion, if there's any conclusion to come to. But that was not their job. They took it a step further. That was their downfall. And that was Taki Kvira. Chazeku Bimenu. They said that Kaviyachal, that the Eibishter himself cannot overcome these people. So at that point, it would make sense that Rebbe asks for Kalev to be Vayahas Kalev Esa'am El Moshe. Why, at the point where they are just fulfilling their shlichas, at that point, Vayahas Kalev Esa'am, at that point, they didn't do anything wrong yet. So the Rebbe explains, this is Shabbos Pasha Shlach Tov Shin Yud, but the point that Rebbe says is, and of course this is the Rebbe's insight always, the Rebbe picks up things that seem very simple, but we would never think of. The Rebbe says, if we analyze the psukim a little further, we will see that there was a fundamental mistake, a fundamental difference that the Meraglim made over here that seemingly we wouldn't pick up, and Kalev picked it up, and right away Vayas Kalev Esa'am. What was the mistake? Moshe Rabbeinu told them first to see what type of people are in this land. Then he said, tell me about the land itself. When the Meraglim came back, they reversed the order. They first described what type of land it is, then they described what type of people it is. Obviously, the Rebbe gets into whole arichas. What was the fundamental difference? But Moshe Rabbeinu's whole kavana is, we are going to overcome this land. We are going to inherit. We have a shlichas from the Eibishter. We have a mitzvah to go kibush es haaretz, and we just have to find the ways b'derech hateva how this is done. So Moshe's first and foremost thing is kibush haaretz. The first thing in kibush haaretz is to overcome. How are you kibush es haaretz? You have to overpower and conquer the nations that are living there from before. So Moshe Rabbeinu's first thing is, tell me what type of people are living there. Where are they living? Are they strong? Are they weak? Are they many or are they few? Later, the second thing is, what kind of land is it? Is it a nice land, a good land? What type of fruit does it have? It's chazakten, lekachim, and priyaretz. But that's already like the schar. That's already the secondary thing. The first and foremost thing is, we have to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem who told us to be kevesh ha'aretz. When the Meraglim come back, they reverse the order. The first thing they say about the schar, they say what type of land it is. Zavas chalav advash, v'zeh piriyah, look at the fruit. Then they say what type of nations are living there. In other words, kibosh ha'aretz was secondary by them. They said first about the schar, and Rebbe gets into all arichas, that obviously once you take such an approach, if you look at the schar as the ikir, then you can start, your mind starts coming into focus, and you're going to start making cheshbonos. Let's see. For such a land, that zavas chalav advash, v'zeh piriyah, let's see, how much is it worth for me to go out of my way to conquer this land? So if it's a milchama that I'm going to need a very strong milchama, maybe it's not worth it. You know, that you start already making calculations of piseichel if it's worth it. That's why Meisha told him the opposite order. So the point that the Rebbe says, the problem at this point is that the Meraglim changed the order of Meisha Rabbeinu. Once they changed the order of the Shlichus, of the Rebbe, of Meisha Rabbeinu, Vayas Kalev Isam, Kalev says, we cannot continue. We must stop immediately right now. You're going in the wrong direction. You're falling. And obviously we see right afterwards what happened. Gechazaku Mimena, they were saying, Dibne Kvida. Question the order. Meisha said, first, tell, give a report what type of people are there, and then what type of land it is. They did the opposite. First they said what type of land it is, and then they said what type of people it is. But the Rebbe also says, even because Meisha's, we said before, Meisha's Kavana was Kibush HaSa'aretz. We have a mission of the Eibushter to conquer Eretz Yisrael. If it's a good land or a bad land, that's irrelevant. We have to fulfill the Ratzon of the Eibushter, Kibush HaSa'aretz. The schar comes secondary. The Meraglim made the schar the main thing. Once you make the schar the main thing, then you start making calculations. Hey, listen, such a nice land with such fruit, but listen, how much am I willing to kill myself for such a land? Now, they were veering away already from the shlichas, from Divrei Meisha. And the truth is, if we look into Pirkei Avos, for instance, this is the Perek Chamishi from next Shabbos, we have the famous Mishnah over there, Shiva Dvarim Begeilam, the Shiva Chacham. There are seven midas that a Geilam has and seven midas that a Chacham has. And the Mishnah enumerates actually only the midas that a Chacham possesses, and he just can, at the end he says, V'chilufeyim b'geilam. A Geilam does just the opposite. And one of the things is, V'aim b'al Rishon, Rishon b'al Achron Achron. He answers on number one, number first, and number two, you answer second. So seemingly, the worst thing that the Meraglim at this point are, we could call them Geilams, the V'chilufeyim b'geilam. They answered on number two, they answered the first. In other words, they should have answered first on number one, then on number two, they answered on number two and number one. So there should be a Geila. However, when it comes to, in the case of Meisha Rabbeinu, when you're doing this, on the Shlichas of Meisha, Meisha tells you one and two, and you do two and one, even though it seems only as a technicality, if we look and we say, hey, big deal. So instead of answering A and then B, they first answered B and then A, big deal. But when it comes to a Shlichas of Meisha, once we veer a hair, a kihuzah, a drop away from the Shlichas of Meisha already, because what happens eventually? It's Kvira Rachmanu Uflan. As the Meraglim Tak in the next Pasuk said, Ki chazak hu mimenu. And Ustak Kvira, he says, no, we cannot overcome. These nations are stronger than the Eibushter himself, Rachmanu Uflan. And of course, this was the downfall of the Meraglim. And the Rebbe brings out the Hira. This is the Hira for us and our connection to the Rebbe to Nesidereinu. And the Rebbe says this clearly in the Sikha. When it comes to the Shlichas of Meisha, the Shlichas of the Rebbe, we cannot veer off ki huzeh, one iota, one drop from the Shlichas of the Rebbe, from the Shlichas of Meisha. We cannot change even something that seems a technicality. And the Rebbe points out, even if this technicality seems to us that we will be more successful in our Shlichas if we change. Sometimes you think, oh, you know, if we change this little here, it'll be better for the Rebbe, it'll be better for our Shlichas. The Rebbe says, no, it doesn't work like that. The Rebbe knows all about these things, and the Rebbe knows what's best. And what the Rebbe says, that's the way to do. And if we change Chas v'Shalom one iota from this, it eventually leads Rachman al-San to Gichazakul Mimenu. So the Rebbe also points out what we find by the Meraglim, that it says, by Yalu v'Negev, when they came into the land, they went through the Negev, by Yavai ad Chevron, and he came to Chevron. So Rashi right away points out, by Yavai is Lashon Yachid, singular. The Meraglim were plural. What's by Yavai? So Rashi says, only one of the Meraglim went to Chevron. Who was that? That was Kalev. So he was one of the two Meraglim that remained loyal to Meisha Rabbeinu. He went to Chevron. Why Chevron? Because Chevron has the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Chevron has Kibrei Avos. He went to be Mispalel Nishtateach al Kibrei Avos. That he shouldn't fall into the trap. Obviously he felt something brewing from the Meraglim already. So he went to be Mispalel that he shouldn't fall into the trap. But the Rebbe points out something deeper. Not just that he went to be Mispalel. The Rebbe points out, what does it mean Nishtateach al Kibrei Avos? Shtatlus means literally when one, that's really shtatlus, when a person lays flat. So in such a case, the Rebbe points out, what happens to the person? His head is equal with the rest of his body. Like a hishtahava, a certain type of bowing down. That his head becomes equal with the rest of the body. By Kalev going to Chevron, Mishtateach al Kivri Ovis, the Rebbe says, what did he have to go Kivri Ovis? He had Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to go to the Ovis. I mean, we're all due respect to the Ovis, but he had Moshe Rabbeinu. But the word was that he went Mishtateach, he was a Shliach of Moshe. But even if you're a Shliach of Moshe, if you're using your own Seichel, you're mixing in your own Seichel, there, Chas V'Shalom, you could fall away. Therefore, he went Mishtateach al Kivri Ovis, he put his head equal with the rest of his body. It means he was putting his head on the side. He was putting himself in a situation of total Kabbalah's oil to fulfill the shlichas of Meisha without moving away from the shlichas of Meisha even a hair, even a drop, a kihuzer. And again, it's interesting to point out that this was the first Tammuz, the Rebbe's Nesiyas, the first Tammuz of the Deir HaShvi, where the Rebbe's laying down the foundation, so to say, for the whole Deir HaShvi, and for all the inyanim of Tammuz and all the events of Tammuz, and obviously even for the events of Gimel Tammuz and so on. And the Rebbe is saying the first and foremost thing that we have to know as Chassidim in our relationship to the Rebbe, we can't be smarter than the Rebbe. Even if something is a technicality, even if something we think will be better for our shlichas, will be more matzliach, and will be better for the Rebbe and so on. Once Chas V'Shalom we veer a kihuzer, that's one of the things that this could lead to and this could bring. And of course, this is a nekuda of Gimel Tammuz for us. Gimel Tammuz for us is a day that we are showing the Rebbe that no matter what happened, even though we were put in the situation of a hell of a hester on this day, nevertheless, this is the day that we are showing the Rebbe that we have complete emunah, that we're talking in the Rebbe, we have not veered from the Rebbe, ki was a drop. We mamnish abgalas from the Rebbe, one drop, we are in the same place, we didn't go look for any other places, we remain, every word that the Rebbe said in all the sikhas and so on, we continue with complete emunah and bitachon. And obviously this comes together with nishtateach, with bittul. We have to put our head on the side. If we start mixing in our head, sometimes the cup can fadrein abyssal. This